Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Radio, 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 radio. Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on GQ Palace Radio.
thanks for tuning in. And welcome. Welcome, everybody. I got my sister Divas on the line, Storm and Marie Queen. What's going
hey.
On, lady?
How you doing?
I want to apologize real quick in advance for the noise you're going to hear in the background from my cell phone. But I'm here,
okay.
Diva. I'm representing. Once I get to like a remote location, then I'll be able to really talk. But
all
I'm
right,
definitely here,
right.
And I'm excited for tonight's show.
All right.
Yes,
we definitely
yes.
have some things going on. And before we get started, we like to state that this is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers, which is technically considered adult, I guess. however, over here we deal strictly opinion. There's no real right and wrong. Everybody just has different views on different topics. We open a platform where we speak about things that we see on a daily basis, whether you hear it on the radio or see it in the news or read it in the newspapers. But we speak with a civil tongue over here. There's no derogatory speech over here. We're not biased either, because you see the ladies on the platform. We're not biased, you know. So we just like to open that up, and we thank you guys for tuning in and chopping it up with us. And for the internet users, the number is 646-716-6970. So to go on live on the radio, you have to press the 1 in order to speak live. If not, just hit us up on Facebook or whatever, and we will get the messages. So how are you ladies doing?
I'm all right. I cannot complain. I actually saved a life today, and I'm grateful for that. So,
yeah.
I actually really saved a life today.
that's a testimony for you.
Yeah, you know, when I took a Narcan training, and for those who don't know what Narcan is when someone goes into a drug overdose. They, you know, you administer the Narcan, and it brings them out of that drug overdose. So I walked in and saw one of my residents face down on the floor, blue, unresponsive, and had to do chest compressions and administer Narcan training to bring him back to life. So I saved my first life today. What an experience.
All right. Yes. Thank God. Yes, thank God that you were available, you know,
absolutely.
To save this man's life. You understand?
Yeah.
You are very important, and I pray that he sees that, you know,
that
he take his whole experience and use it to, you know, to better himself. Use it as, you know, for
absolutely.
Betterment. Now turn that test that he just went through and turn it into a testimony. Like, listen, I was dead and gone, but God said, no, I got another plan for you. You know, and I believe in divine appointment, you know. It
absolutely.
Wasn't his time. And God used you for that. Man, listen, celebrate it.
Yeah.
You know, thank God for that. You know, so happy birthday to whoever's out there celebrating a birthday. This is Gemini season. You know, so happy birthday, my cousin Dina's birthday, my son's aunt Stacy's birthday, her niece Rachel's birthday. So like few birthdays going on, so
my sister
happy
Benita, my sister Benita, my cousin Rondi, my cousin Marcel, several birthdays.
Yes, it's a lot of birthdays in May. My godmother's birthday is coming up next week as well. So happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating.
And congratulations to all the graduates.
Yes, that was next. Yes, congratulations. Congratulations on that great accomplishment, man. And, you know, God bless your next step, you know. You know, allow him to lead it. So, you know, it's awesome. It's a wonderful thing. Shout out to the parents. To you, Ray, you know.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you. You know, it takes a lot to get these children through that, you know. And not
I'm
only that,
so
just
tired.
To keep them to help them to stay and want to, you know, and finish
several times
what they started.
show.
Several times he wanted to call it off. He called and said, Mom, I'm tired. I just want to come home. You know, and I'm like, no, that's not an option, baby. Whatever you need, I'm going to supply you with. Just let
right.
me know. We're going to get through this together. So when he finished walking down that aisle and gave me that big hug and said, Mom, I did this just for you. I did it all for you, Mom.
Nothing
but tears. Nothing but tears.
That's a wonderful feeling. I've been there
yeah.
a
mm-hmm,
couple of
mm-hmm.
times, so
yeah,
it definitely a wonderful feeling to
it's
know
butter,
that.
Baby,
you know,
baby, 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 baby,
baby. Yes, definitely, yes. that they, you know, they want to go to the next level, you know. So, you know, shout out to my daughter's actually going back for her master's in August. So, shout out to my baby girl, Ronnie.
Yes,
on your next step. Not easy.
So cool.
It may not be easy, but it's going to work. Yeah, it will be worth it.
Absolutely.
I always tell my children, I want y'all to do better than I did. I want y'all to go further than I did. Do stuff, you know. And you work hard, you can play even harder. So, you know, get that chicken. Get that chicken, kids. So, with that being said,
yes.
if we have no announcements right now, then we're just going to get started with the few topics that we have on this evening. I hope everybody that's on the line will participate and, you know, give your opinions and stuff like that, because, you know, to engage in conversation and to hear others' opinions on a topic, it just grows things and it opens up other people's thought process where it's not just you, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, and you know, we appreciate you guys. So
uh-huh.
you don't have to be shy. You don't have to. We're not here to blow anybody up or expose anybody for anything. We're just opening, again, providing a platform to discuss things that sometimes you're in your car talking about or yelling at the TV.
Uh-huh.
So this is just a platform for your voice to be heard as well as ours. Again, the number is 646-716-6970. That's GQ Palace Radio /Diva Squad. So... but tonight we got a few things we gonna speak upon that kind of major and very important. So, but the first one is it's a little light. It's about the royal wedding with Prince, who was his name, Prince Harry, and Marion Meghan Markle, which she's an actress that played on a few different things, and she's now the Duchess over there, but she's the first, she's the first African-American Duchess that I know of. Some say there was a previous black woman as a Duchess, but I haven't really researched that. But for anybody that watched the wedding or whatever, they say that it was a lot of culture brought into the palace over there, you know. So... she had a black choir sing. She had a black bishop. Yeah, she had a black bishop to perform the eulogy. You know,
uh-huh.
so there was a lot of culture involved, which is out of their which is out of their norm. Yes, it's out of their norm.
I was
going to
say that.
You know, because normally they set stuff up that, yeah, yeah. I you know, I've seen a few pictures. I didn't watch the actual wedding, but you know, I saw a few clips and videos and stuff. She looked very beautiful, you know, a simple dress. The veil from the dress was amazing. It was, I saw that. It was
very.
You know, yeah, the train from the veil was, it was awesome. I like that. But again, her dress was, you know, simple, nothing you know, too extravagant or out, you know, but it's it was nice, and it looked like everybody enjoyed the festivities, the ceremony, and things like that. So, I guess, you know, I guess she kind of made history as far as how things are ran over there in England. So it's it's good to see the culture being spread out. However, now there's been a lot of backlash with her being an African American woman, which she's actually biracial. She's not just she's not solely African American. She's also she's mixed with the African American and I guess Caucasian or whatever her her genetics are. But you know, they're saying, oh well, the sisters. Why is it when the sisters marry a white guy that is glorified, but as soon as a white guy marries a, I mean, as soon as a black guy marries a white woman, then it's a problem. Listen, it's to each his own at this point. It's to each his own at this point. You marry who you love. Of course, now there's the racial tension in our country is on high because of the things that are happening to our black people. And now more so, you see now more so women than men, right, at this point. You seeing these officers grabbing on these women and manhandling them. I personally feel they're getting cheap thrills out of it. That feeling up on these women with dresses and all kinds of stuff on. Well, come on, man. You really have to go that far, you know. So it's a travesty that this day and age that this is still happening, that so much racial tension and division is going on. So we went in reverse to the point where a lot of things now are going to start being segregated because we're not getting along.
We have our first caller.
Okay.
We have our first caller. Knowledge Power, are you there? Knowledge Power.
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? This is Knowledge T.
Hey, Knowledge. Welcome.
Hey, ladies.
Welcome to the Diva Squad over here. Love Fantasy in the Diva Squad, GQ Palace Radio. Welcome, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ladies, once again.
You're
love
welcome.
The show.
Have you been listening to what we're speaking about?
Well, if I understand correctly, you were talking about racial relationships?
Yes.
Biracial relationships?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think it's whatever an individual choose.
Yeah.
Now, I think you ladies spoke on something just a moment ago that was very, very interesting. I want to add to it. You were speaking about there's a possibility that we're heading in reverse, that we'll go back to racial tensions and things of that nature, right?
Yes, segregation and different
something.
Things like that, yes.
Absolutely. I want to bring in another perspective. I want to put it out there that these are possibly distractions away from the real problem and the real issues that we are having is poor people versus wealthy people once again. Because I don't believe wealthy people are talking about who they are involved with, who they are marrying. It's only the poor people and poor meaning mindset, not being broke and not having enough money.
Right.
But I'm speaking about mindset.
Right.
Which is the problem. And if we keep focusing on the problem, we're going to miss the boat and we're going to continue being broke.
Right.
Because nobody wants to talk about the real issue, and the real issue is finances.
Finances. You're either wealthy or poor, and you made a good point as far as that matter. And it is finances. And see, they put a, it was a speech put up the other day that Dr. King has said, you know, that how, okay, they took away the segregation, or they started integrating things and stuff like that. But then you made it so that black people, it's hard to build because we really had no foundation as far as finances and stuff went. You understand? So now it's like, we still have to struggle twice as hard to get to where they are, to their plateau. See, and then that's when it comes in, oh, black people are lazy. So this is why they see so many people doing things that they shouldn't be doing because they trying to get a come up. But what happens is when they get that come up, we're misappropriating our own funds. We're not setting ourselves up.
I totally agree with you. And I want to make this point about finances. Why do 5% control 95%? Meaning that why do 5% of the people control? Why do 5% of the people control 95% of the people? Because we don't understand how money works. We don't understand how money works, and that comes in because of lack of knowledge, and also we don't want to know. We don't want to know from other blacks who may be in the same situation financially, but who is getting educated in the finance world. We don't want to hear what they got to say. We always want to listen for the ones who has made it and who don't live in your neighborhood no more, who do not participate with your church functions, who do not go to your school, who do not come in and help the family that's in the neighborhood. I want to make this point about this. We ask the question, why don't we? This is why. There is one company in North America that's helping people, everyday regular people, gain consciousness about finances.
Mm-hmm.
One, only one. And this can particularly help those who are thinking about, hey, I need to date outside my race, because one of the main reasons that we're dating outside our race is because of finances, being or women.
Money.
You wonder why black men is going for white women. Black women is going for white men because of credit score, because of opportunities to get bank loans for businesses and things of that nature.
Right.
That's what
we are
looking for. You know, the sexual tension is secondary. That's always been there. But if we keep focusing on these small things, we miss it. Just want to hear what you ladies got to say about that. Think about that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Ray, what you think, love?
I'm just listening, and y'all are both absolutely right. I cannot disagree.
Yeah.
I want to make another point about finances. Check this one out, ladies. Now, this is a nugget right here. This is a nugget for all of the people who think that they are winning, but in all actuality are losing. And we've been losing this battle for over 150 years, right?
Okay.
We're talking about all people who don't understand finance. Check this little nugget out. If a person says, hey, I want to protect my family and I want to do more now and I want to get ahead for later, we all tell ourselves we want to take out a insurance policy, a life insurance policy on ourselves to protect our families, right? But check this little nugget out. This is how the rich can get rich and the poor can get poor. Those who have a whole life insurance policy don't know this, because they are dead and gone and their beneficiary is not aware, because the insurer is not aware. But look, there's a face value and there's also a cash savings in the life insurance policy, right? When the person dies, they're under the impression that the beneficiary receives all of the money that they've been saving, right? But this is what actually happens. And I challenge anyone with a whole life insurance policy to call up their agent and ask them, when I pass away, do my beneficiary get my whole life insurance policy that I've been paying my premium on and my cash savings that I've been paying the premium on and add it up? What do they get? Do they get both or do they get one? And I guarantee you, they're going to fumble the ball, because this is privileged information that they don't want people to know publicly.
Wow. So you're
now
saying
about that one.
So now you're saying that when the life insurance policy, when they're supposed to get the premium as well as the money, as well as the insurance
No, ma'am. The premium is what you're paying every month. your premium is going toward your whole faith insurance value, meaning that, say, we're gonna have an example. I'm going to use an example. Say that you ladies have a $100,000 insurance policy, a whole life $100,000 insurance policy. Now, that account is supposed to do two things. It's supposed to carry the face value of the policy, which is $100,000, and also there's a cash savings going on within the policy.
Oh,
so
wow.
there's a bank within your policy. Now, when the insurer, which is the person who has the policy, when they die, their beneficiary only receives the face value of the policy, and the remaining cash value goes into the pocket of the insurance company. That's been going on for over 150 years.
Wow.
And it's, and it's under contract.
Too? Is it supposed to draw interest too?
Well, listen. Now, interest. The only way that it gets interest is if you take out money on your cash savings. Say that you have $50,000 in there, and you want to get $25,000 of it. This is what's going to happen. You're going to be able to get to $25,000, but you're going to pay interest on that $25,000.
Okay.
Anywhere from 6 to 8% interest, plus your $100,000 insurance policy now has been defaced. It's not a $100,000 insurance policy no more. Now, if you do not pay that $25,000 back before you pass away, your insurance policy is no longer $100,000. It's now $75,000.
Yeah, it's less than $25,000, yeah.
Now.
Wow.
So, the company, whatever insurance company it is going to get the money that you've been saving 100% of the time.
Wow.
That's just a little nugget. That's just a little nugget that
wow.
I would... Right. And we... Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with what you're saying. I'm wowed by it because that's information that I did not know. You know?
Me too, right.
I'm a little confused by it personally.
I don't want to be the
oddball.
No, listen. This is all being educated.
You don't have to.
Go ahead.
But what is it on? The Anthem for Sport? Is that, that's what that is? What is that on?
Ma'am? Say that again.
No, I said the stats that you just gave, the information you just gave, what was that about?
We are focused on the intimate relationships about black men and black women choosing other races to be involved with, right? These things are becoming the public. We spent all this time this weekend watching the royal wedding, right? And now we're arguing over, okay, she's black, she's white, she's mixed. We got all the different things going on Facebook. But these things are a distraction.
Uh-huh.
They are a distraction away from the real issue, and the real issue is the finance line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are how we as a race of people, meaning black people, how can we get better ahead? Because we are wondering why we are not ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't get ahead because we don't have enough finance.
Right.
Right. And see, that's why I was going to enter into the next point, you know, of a lot of times. The black people, like you said, we're crossing over to certain things because we think we see the bigger picture over there because they do have the finances or a bigger credit score or whatever. But what's happening is we're not really taking the time to find out that we have that in our own. You know, we have people in our own that have that. You know, and being that we've been treated so unjustly and unfairly. And because of deprivation, it causes us desperate people do desperate things, you know. So that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion, and you know from what I've seen, personally. You know, people are like, well, I need to go over there. You know how we speak all the time about being a victim of circumstance. Under the circumstances, I'm going to do this because, you know, and that can make you a victim. That can make you a victim. People, not everybody, but most of the times now, a lot of people are not even marrying for love. They're marrying for attention. They're marrying for the health insurance. And
so what do you think this was on the weekend? What do you think it was for the royal wedding? What do you think that was? Do you think that was for love, or do you think that was for something different?
Well, on both sides, it appears that he did it to defy his people. You understand? To go against the grain over there. So he was proving a point to them, like, I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of what y'all say. That's how I saw it. You know, they might be in love. They may be in love. That's very much possible. But I saw that as a factor as well, where he's like, you know, they have rules over there as far as marriage and stuff goes. Mm-hmm. He went against the whole grain over there. First of all, she's an American woman. Normally, they don't marry American women. They marry from their own country. You know, that was number one. Number two, she's an African American woman. That was never heard of over there either. So I think he kind of went against the whole grain. Like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. So
let's see what Dave has to say. Dave, are you there? Dave.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
I cannot wait for this response. Yes.
Yes, because we have another topic too that I would like to get into. So, Dave, let's go, Dave.
Let me just start off with a rhyme from Rakim. He says, "Take 7 MCs and put them in a line. Add 7 more, brother. Who you think in rhyme?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I'll 7 more, and I'll go for mine." And there you have 21 MCs ate up all at one time. Let me explain what's going on here. We cannot take the blame for the financial situation that we're in because we didn't put ourselves in that situation. You understand?
Yeah.
What happened to us is, just picture a horse race, and you're in line to go. They let all the horses off, and the horses already went 2-3 laps. And then they let you out the gate. And now you're supposed to make up those 3 laps that the other horses already made.
Mm.
This is where we are. This is where we are financially.
That's
okay?
True.
Now, the other thing is the royal wedding. Some of you saw the post that I put up because I like to back what I say with solid information. The thing is, Princess William, Harry, he was ordered back in 2012 that he must marry a black woman. That was a given, 2012. You guys can search this if you want, right? His best man, William, basically ordered the genocide of Africans in Africa to protect the animals in Africa. So basically, he called for the genocide of the Africans in Africa. This is all documented. So when you see someone like Markle, and she's marrying Harry, this was all premeditated. This had to happen because little is known that the queen is really from a black line of kings and queens from Ethiopia. This is how she became who she is. You see?
Wow.
So the blood is already in that family. It's just that a lot of people don't know that's the situation. When you go to England, France, when you go all over, you see that they have the black dynasties on the wall. They have a black Jesus on the wall. They have a black Mary on the wall. This is common knowledge. So they know what a lot of people in the West do not know. You see, and that's the problem that we have. Now, the thing is, you speak about love, right?
Uh-huh.
people that you meet are either a reflection of or repeat cycle and are guided towards you basically to give you a new start to show the that you have. If you don't have love
breaking up.
If you don't have love for yourself, the universe is continuously going to send people in your life to show you why you should love yourself. You see, this is how the universe works. You're going to find people coming into your life constantly trying to show you why you should love yourself. That's how the universe works. You see?
Yeah.
And if you keep avoiding that love, right? And I said the universe is going to send those people in because what it's trying to do is hopefully give you a clue as to what is going on within yourself. That's what is going on here.
Okay, so you feel like this pretty much with the royal wedding was part of the plan. This was part of what was supposed to happen originally. So do you feel like there's any type of love behind it? Because, I mean, he could have picked any black woman if that was the case. But do you feel like it has anything to do with love, or this just happened to be, this is a part of the plan, this was supposed to happen, and he just picked somebody?
Well, the thing
is,
apparently Markle, she has some kind of history. The same way Obama had a history of, you know, of certain DNA in his system is why he became the president. It's just that we don't know about these things, right? And here's what's going to happen. The soul has no secret that the behavior does not reveal. Eventually, everything is going to be revealed as to what's going on as far as with the royal wedding. You know, this is what's going to happen. Everything that in dark will come to light, you know? And the thing is, there is no higher law than the law of, than this whole government law, but there's a higher law of consciousness, you see? We think there's no higher law than the law that we have here in government and this whole premeditation of what's going on. But the thing is, there's a higher law, and that higher law is the consciousness of everyone here. So this is why when we pray and we pray together, that consciousness comes together and creates change. People don't believe in prayer, but prayer changes things. That's the higher law. That's the consciousness. That's the universe.
Now, you guys don't think it was something behind it also, because I was flipping through the channels, and I didn't see the royal wedding, you know, in full. I saw, like, bits and pieces of it. But there was also a movie that came out also. I want to say it was on Lifetime. The same day that pretty much was supposed to tell their story of, you know, them meeting and, you know, them breaking up and getting back together. You know, like, it showed all of that. You don't think it was something fishy with it? Just asking. Like, I'm just a little curious because, I mean, I've seen weddings on TV, but I don't know if I've seen weddings on TV that actually... You got, you know, you were married that same day on TV, but then again, you also did a movie for your life in advance. I don't know. I thought that was a little funny. Not funny, you
well,
know,
everything,
like that.
Everything is interesting because not only that, the wedding was on Malcolm X's birthday. So that also overshadowed that whole situation there, you know. So normally people that would be celebrating Malcolm X, or the it was diverted to this wedding, right? And
it's
then not only was it diverted to the wedding, but then look at the amount of money, $40 million. $40 million. And we are here arguing with each other about immigrants and who's getting welfare. Welfare is 1.1% of the whole, you know, of the whole economic system that they have here. The military, 75%. You see? So, it's real what's going on here. It's real. It's real. And I don't consist that we blame ourselves. I'm going to give you, Knowledge gave you guys a bit of a nugget. I'm going to give you a nugget, and then I'm going to shut my mouth. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get some grape juice or red wine. I want you to basically, like how you would gargle, not gargle, but how you would have like Listerine in your mouth, swishing it around. I want you to do that for 2 minutes. Then I want you to get a white plate and spit it in the white plate. Get rubbing alcohol and pour it in that plate. What you're going to see is the nanoparticles, the aluminum, the barium, the dried blood, the plant, everything that is spraying in the atmosphere, you're going to see coming out of your system. Try that, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. We have all been infected, and we didn't sign a contract to be sprayed and to be infected. So when you see people survey and doing things, it's not really them. That's what we have to understand. It's not really them. We've just been sprayed and we're being programmed. Check it out. Mm-hmm. See what I'm telling you. Do that and you'll see what's in there. You're going to see little fine like worms and stuff. Like, what the hell is this coming from? And it's running from the alcohol and all kinds of stuff.
Check it out.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Miss Colbetta, what was your other topic that you said? I'm blown away right now.
Yes. Another topic we wanted to touch on tonight is how the NFL has now made it mandatory for everybody to stand during the national anthem in the league. Now, the reason I wanted to touch that because I said, how are you going to, first of all, isn't it in the Constitution that we have the right to silently protest? It doesn't matter where you are. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Just to clarify, Ms.
You kind of broke up a little bit.
Yeah, just to clarify, Ms. Mobetta, what it is that they have the right to either come out and stand up or stay inside until the anthem is finished playing. So those are the two options.
Also, but they do have the option to stay in the locker room.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to touch that. And also, go ahead, Dave.
I'm not a big sports fan, but the Jets manager, the coach, he said he will pay every fine for every player that decides to go and stand up. I am now a Jets fan.
Wow. That got your attention.
Wow. Because, you know, first of all, they're just saying that, oh, they're not kneeling in the respect, but they're not addressing the situation as to why they're doing this. You understand? So they're totally trying to erase the fact of how much genocide is going on here in this country with black people. They don't want to touch that situation. They're totally ignoring that. So I'm with
you.
I take that fine. I'm sorry.
How can you turn an act of defiance against police brutality into an act of defiance of the flag? Do you see how they turned this story around?
They flipped it.
They flipped that story around. It's a travesty. Because if not for nothing, what would happen to the NFL if all people of color would stop playing? I'll wait.
Wait, somebody said nothing? Great, somebody said nothing?
I'll wait. So,
yeah,
I just slap in the face. You know, because first of all, it's not a law. The national anthem is not a law, number one. Number two, do they do that? Have they really sat down and listened to that song? It's a gangster rap song, is what it is. It's a gangster rap song. And not only that, it was totally written by somebody who didn't even like black people, who was looking to have black people mutilated.
Mm-hmm.
So come on now. Pick a different song. How about that?
And what is this, for National Anthem?
Yeah, the National Anthem, the person who wrote it was a racist himself. And the words themselves, they depict, you know, the killing basically and segregation of the blacks. Now, the thing is, why would you be forced to sing a song that basically speaks negative against you? Basically, what you're saying is, I agree with you, boss. Anything you want to say, you do, boss. I was with you.
Yes, boss.
Yes, master.
Yes, master. Yes, master. And that's what they want it to be like. You understand? That's how they want it to be. Like, shut up and do what I tell you to do, otherwise you won't be getting your paycheck. Or you're going to still play, but you're going to owe me all the money.
Now, check this. This just came to my mind. Now, check this out. You are married to one of these football players, ladies. Check this out, right? You are married to one of these brothers, and they are going to come home and say to you, honey, where's my dinner? And you say, you look at him and say, aren't you the one that just kneeled down? You see how that looks?
Wow.
You feel
wow.
me?
Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anyway. on that note, it's crazy. And we also would like to speak about tonight on the situation with these school shootings, because now these school shootings are just very popular over in this country. Now, who's to be held liable for that? Because the guns they're using are legal guns. They're legal guns. So how are these people getting their hands on these weapons? And not only that, the perpetrators are not, they're not being harmed at all by the police officers. Is that my phone or whose phone is that? Making noise.
Not mine, because I muted it.
Likewise.
Sounds like music in the background, does it?
Oh, I hear the music now, but before it was like
crackling.
Really static.
Buzz.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Did you guys hear about the Black Hawk helicopter, the Army helicopter that dropped all those weapons on the school, but it was supposed to be dropped somewhere else?
No. Where was this? When?
This was what, last week? Sometime last week. Black Hawk.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, they dropped some weapons and I think like some bombs and different things on the school. They didn't explode. These were like sealed. Like they were dropping it for someone to pick it up.
Wow.
Yeah, but it just so happened that it landed on the school. So this is what's going on every day. This is what we're exposed to every day. And this is why we should not be blaming ourselves for what's going on. We are the victims. Mm-hmm. We are the victims, you see. And we're the ones that need help. But the thing is, they're not going to give us help because they know if they help us, basically we're going to make things what's happening now, happen even faster. Because this is our time. We're just not seeing it. We have to believe it. This is our time. Everything is happening for a reason. You see, we are being forced to come together. We are being forced to love each other. We are being forced to acknowledge, respect each other. This is what's happening.
Right.
What's happening. See?
And I respect that, you know, because we should start loving each other more, and start respecting each other more as a people. You know, we have to stop allowing materialism to tear us apart, because 9 out of 10 times that's what's happening. We're bucking against each other because of some materialism, you know, something material. You know, oh, I'm glorifying because, oh, look how many chains I got. Well, your chain is fake. Then there it go. You know, so what if your chain is fake? It's still mine, you know. But, I mean, corny stuff like that, it divides us.
Well, at the end of the day, the world is changed by our example and not our opinion, you see.
Right.
And this is why we have to be examples not only for our significant others, but for our children and for our families. You see, this is what we have to do. We have to reset. We have to readjust. We have to restart and refocus what we think and what we do. This is what's going to start making the change. Because people are watching us. The world is watching us. The world is watching us and what's going on here in the United States. And the world is not happy. Believe me, they are not happy.
Yeah. But you know what it is? Also, they're starting to recognize our strength. Well, they knew what our strength was in the beginning. That's why they you know, used to try to use that scare. They used scare tactics to keep us bound, you know. So, like you said, now as we start growing together and start showing each other love, because we can, still as black people, we can go out there and do 100 good things and do that one bad thing, and they're going to exploit the mess out of you. You're going to be totally, totally exploited. And especially when it happens against each other, you know. Like, listen, let's start redirecting people if we have to. You know, we have to put our egos aside. And that's another problem. We're very egotistical. It's always a macho thing. I'm the top. I'm the boss. I'm this, I'm that. Listen, right now we're equal. It doesn't matter what you possess.
You know, my thing is, and what you said about that is, as a man and a woman are united,
mm-hmm.
as a man, I should not have a better car than my significant other. You understand? Because
mm-hmm.
that is
mm-hmm.
status. You see? If anything, I should allow her to have the better car. Give her,
right.
you understand? Give her the worship. Give her what she deserves and what is needed. That's what we're supposed to do. You understand? What
right.
it is that's happening now, it has happened before, and it's just going through a revelation and a revolution. We have to see what it is that is going on, and we have to make the best of this, because this is not going to happen again. Trump is in there for a reason. In the scripture,
mm-hmm.
they say when you hear trumpets, right? You remember
mm-hmm.
in the scripture, it says when you hear trumpets, this is when everything is going to happen. That's why they
mm-hmm.
have Trump and the Pence. When you say Trump Pence really fast, it sounds like Trump Pence, Trump Pence, Trump. Those are the Trump. That's what we're hearing.
Mm.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
Trump
Pence, this happened just because.
That's crazy.
And now they're building that tower in Israel, the same one that is written in Scripture. It says, when you see the building of that tower, now you know the end. Man, listen, I'm not going to get into that, but I'm just saying. It's there. Hello, you know, like, you know, I'm on the phone, like, hello, anybody say hello, you know?
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hello. That is too funny. Hello.
Sorry, I had to laugh at that, because you know that, you know, he could definitely take us there. You know, for a lot longer than
of course, of course. But unfortunately,
so,
time is of the essence here.
Oh,
you know,
get out of my head. That's what I was just about to say.
Oh, dude, yes, time is. I'm just sitting and listening and listening and listening. Dave has me in a daze. I'm just listening. Yes, we have come to the time of our show where we normally go around the circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. Is that my phone?
I don't know, but it sounds terrible.
I know. I don't know.
I keep muting it. I think it may be Dave. Somebody trying to interfere with Dave's line, trying to sabotage us.
That's what that means.
You know what? I'm going to go first tonight. You're going to love what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
And this is my final thought. A wise man once said nothing.
You're saying nothing tonight? Holy
yes,
hey. I don't think we've ever had a show when you said, I mean, you're a wise man, but we've never had a show when you said nothing. Come on, Dave, give us your final thought for real.
No, I like that. I like that final thought, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
We
have knowledge back on, so he can give his final thought on tonight's show.
Hey, Dave.
Knowledge.
Sorry about that. We have a very bad storm down here in Mississippi, and I got a bad connection at home, and it's throwing everything off. I do apologize.
That's all right. Did you want to give your final thought for this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Once again, I want to thank you ladies for allowing me to be on your platform. And like always, you have wonderful topics and discussions, and the female point of view is always needed in whatever we're discussing. Thank you once again for your energy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. My final thought on interracial dating is that if you find someone that appeals to you, go for it. No matter what, go for it. That's it.
All right now. Thank you, and we thank you for calling in and chopping it up with us, ladies over here, GQ Powers
yes.
Radio.
Well,
thank
you
so much,
thank
and continue to chop it up with us and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend that they are all welcome.
That's right,
ladies.
That's
I'm
right.
always going to promote you guys. I'm always going to promote you guys. Always
thank
going to promote you,
so you
guys.
Appreciate
yes, ma'am.
It. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dave said, a wise man once said nothing. So
once said nothing. That's
so,
a jewel right there.
You know what it is? I'm just not used to it. That's why I keep saying it. All right, so I'm going to be quiet now. Rachel, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What had happened was I had an awesome time tonight. Definitely learned a few things. And tonight's topics, as always, were awesome. I want to thank God for allowing me to come through with you divas and GQ Palace one more again.
Damn.
And big shout out to Rich Money and Storm, our CEO and our executive of GQ Palace. We love y'all. And yes. to my sister divas, I love y'all pieces. And to all of our callers and listeners, Knowledge, Power, and Dave, and those who are listening that didn't press one, we thank you all for your continued, being our fans. Tell a friend, like Stephen said, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. And topics were awesome as usual. And on that note, I'm passing the mic.
Right here. It's the one you. So what you gonna do, hey? Again, a wonderful show. I'm sorry, I'm tired. I'm feeling a little giddy. So thank you to all our fans. Thank God. I'm thanking God for all of our lives right now. We
yes.
are living in some crazy, crazy times. And take the time to start researching things and knowing things, and you know, we got to put our pride to the side and start loving each other, you know, as a people, so we can grow and not let materialism divide us. Like, let's be one. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with spreading love, you know. If you feel you get it from somewhere else, then you get that, as long as it's genuine. Hey, you know, as long as there's no hidden motives behind whatever, then you rock out.
Right.
You know, and we appreciate you guys over here again. And make sure y'all chop it up with us every week, every Wednesday.
That's right.
Yes. So, Ray Queen, we going to see you Saturday. Saturday.
Yes.
The whole squad is going to be in the building, and
That's
I am
right.
excited.
That's me too.
Excited.
Oh, so much excited.
The 40.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
coming
place,
to
that's
turn
up
for my nephew.
That's
yep.
the place to be Saturday night. And then, of course, my final thought is it was a wonderful show. When it comes to interracial dating, you know, to each his own. Whatever makes you happy. I, you know, really don't. I don't want to say I don't care, but, like, whatever makes you happy, whatever floats your boat, make it work. I don't know. You know,
right.
some people are with it, some people are not, but it's, you know, everybody's different and it's their choice. So at the same time, you know, they're able to make the decision on what they want to do and when they want to do it.
Absolutely.
So it's completely up to them. So whatever works for you. As far as the royal wedding, I always felt there was something a little funny about it, only because when you flipped on one channel, it had clips of the wedding. You flipped on another channel, it had their actual movie of, like, what was going on in their relationship and stuff like that. And this
yeah.
never happened before, you know, and they didn't
yeah.
warn on me that was actually Malcolm X's birthday. So, you know,
yeah.
if you want to thank
I am Malcolm X.
Yeah, just want to definitely point that out too. You know, Dave, thank you for, you know, letting us know that, because that was definitely different. Didn't know that, you know. And knowledge, I'm going to end this by saying knowledge is definitely power. And we need to be aware of what's going on and watch those distractions that's going on. I always say the shows. Monday night is UAR, Unsigned Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio, and that's where anyone that wants their music located, they can always send the music in to gq002@gmail.com or gqpalaceradio@gmail.com, as well as they can just find, look up GQ Palace, whether you Google it or whether you go online to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're there. Look up GQ Palace, you can send the information in, and this way someone will be able to get back at you and make sure that you can get your music unrotated on our show. Tuesday show is Love Sensation. Wednesday show is Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. And, of course, we're going to bring you nothing but real, detailed conversation, getting just opinion only. And with all that being said,
okay.
Well, again, thanks again, folks, for chopping it up over here.
GQ College Radio. Yes, yes, yes. We love you guys, and we hope that you. We pray for your continued support. Shout out to Rich Money, Rich Money in the building.
Rich Money.
Yeah, have a blessed rest of the week.